Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 11th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Verve partners with Moneypoint. Verve has announced its partnership with financial institution Moneypoint in order to launch the Moneypoint Verve debit card for Nigerian clients. MasterCard partners with Bahrain Institute of Banking and Finance. MasterCard has announced its partnership with the Bahrain Institute of Banking and Finance in order to drive financial inclusion in Bahrain and other wider regions. Archie selects the UAE as its initial global launch market. UK-based fintech Archie has chosen the UAE as its first global launch market, bringing its new growth acceleration model to the region's fintech market. Red Cross in Denmark partners with InPay. The Red Cross in Denmark has partnered with fintech company, InPay, to reach more countries for emergency aid funding. Flutterwave launches Swap, a digital FX solution Nigerians. US-based PayTech Flutterwave has rolled out Swap, a digital foreign exchange platform for Nigerians, in partnership with Wema Bank and Kadavra BDC. Olive launches Olive Pay and expands into the UAE. Fintech Olive has launched Olive Pay in a bid to expand its footprint in the UAE and extend financial services and global remittance to UAE residents. Flutterwave expands to India. Nigeria-based fintech company Flutterwave has announced its expansion to India, after partnering with the financial institution IndusInd Bank. AUB partners with MasterCard for a virtual card launch. Philippines-based Asia United Bank has partnered with MasterCard to launch a virtual card for online purchases in a bid to support digitalization. Firework launches one-to-one video chat solution. End-to-end video commerce platform Firework has launched a one-to-one video chat solution to improve the virtual shopping experience. Alibaba.com launches new B2B sourcing tools. Alibaba.com has announced the launch of its new suite of B2B sourcing tools in order to improve procurement efficiency and the sourcing experience of clients. Safello introduces Apple Pay and Google Pay for cryptocurrency purchases. Sweden-based cryptocurrency exchange Safello has integrated Apple Pay and Google Pay payment options for customers when purchasing cryptocurrencies. India to finalize its individual position on crypto. India has revealed its intention to finalize its official stance on cryptocurrencies following Group of 20, G20, deliberations. Ripple agrees to acquire Fortress Trust. US-based blockchain and crypto solutions company Ripple has agreed to expand its portfolio by acquiring Fortress Trust. JP Morgan working on blockchain-based digital deposit token, Bloomberg. JP Morgan Chase is looking into the use of a blockchain-based digital deposit token as a way of making cross-border payments and settlement faster, according to Bloomberg. PayPoint delivers Pay by Bank. Digital payments expert, PayPoint, has become the first open banking provider to offer bank-to-bank transfers as a payment initiation service provider, PISP, to pay-as-you-go energy customers with its new Pay by Bank service. NAB Healthcare Business unveils digital invoicing tool. In a first for a big four Australian bank, HICAPSNAB's dedicated healthcare claiming solution has developed new digital invoicing technology to simplify and accelerate how healthcare and disability providers interact with National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, participants. Olive expands into the UAE with Olive Pay. Central Asian fintech leader, Olive, makes its mark in the UAE with Olive Pay, providing financial services and global remittance for UAE residents. ANZ Worldline Payment Solutions debuts Tap to Pay on iPhone. ANZ Worldline Payment Solutions, a joint venture between ANZ and global payments leader Worldline, Your OneXt, WLN, announced that it now offers Tap to Pay on iPhone to its customers in Australia, enabling seamless and secure contactless payment acceptance technology. Visa highlights emerging fraud schemes in retail and e-commerce. Today, Visa Inc., NYSE, V, a world leader in digital payments, released the fall 2023 edition of its biannual threats report, which highlights emerging fraud schemes targeting the global economy. Rabobank partners with two tokens, ABN AMRO and Asset Blocks, in the European blockchain sandbox. Rabobank is pleased to announce its collaboration with two tokens, ABN AMRO and Asset Blocks, in our joint application for the European blockchain sandbox, EBS. Directa joins Spectrum Markets. Spectrum Markets, Spectrum, the pan-European trading venue for securitized derivatives, today welcomes independent retail broker Directa SIM, Directa, as its newest member. Ripple bags Nevada license through Fortress Trust acquisition. Ripple has acquired Fortress Trust, a financial institution that provides licensed Web3 financial, regulatory and technology infrastructure for blockchain outfits. Capgemini to acquire FCC division of Exiger. Capgemini announces that it has signed an agreement for the acquisition of the financial crime compliance, FCC, division of Exiger, a global market-leading financial crime practice. Gauging interest in emerging payments is trickier than it seems. Simply tracking the adoption rates of emerging payments isn't sufficient to draw conclusions about future interest or potential success. Crypto.com introduces Earn Plus. Crypto.com has introduced Earn Plus, a new crypto earn program that allows users to utilize a simplified reward structure, higher allocation limits, and greater reward rates. Coinbase disables user signups on its exchange in India. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has disabled user signups on its exchange product in India but reaffirmed its commitment to the Asian country. Safello integrates Apple Pay and Google Pay for cryptocurrency purchases. Sweden-based cryptocurrency exchange Safello has integrated Apple Pay and Google Pay payment options for customers when purchasing cryptocurrencies. Zip builds out payment stack with Primer. Leading digital finance innovator Zipco, ASX, Zip, has announced a strategic partnership with Primer, the unified infrastructure for global payments and commerce, to expand and optimize its payment stack, as Zip further accelerates its growth opportunity in the U.S. market. MasterCard and Bahrain Institute of Banking and Finance team on financial inclusion. MasterCard has joined forces with the Bahrain Institute of Banking and Finance, BIBF, a renowned training and development organization, to drive financial inclusion in Bahrain and the wider region. Icon Payments Framework is FedNow ready. Icon Solutions, a specialist provider of solutions that accelerate payments transformation, has developed and launched a FedNow scheme pack for its Icon Payments Framework, IPF. Safello lets users buy crypto with Apple Pay and Google Pay. Today, Safello, the leading crypto exchange in the Nordics, announces the integration of Apple Pay and Google Pay, expanding its payment options and providing customers with a seamless and secure method to purchase cryptocurrencies. London Stock Exchange appoints Charlie Walker Deputy CEO. LSEG, London Stock Exchange Group, today announces that Charlie Walker has been appointed Deputy CEO of the London Stock Exchange PLC. He will also join the LSE PLC board, subject to regulatory non-objection. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.